I like to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What did the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. You know, it's strange. I've stated before that I usually go into the show with a planned playlist, and I know what I'm going to do, and I work an entire week. Literally this morning, sometime around 11 a.m., I decided, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to scrap everything I had planned for this week's show, and I'm going to do something a little different. Here's the deal. So this past weekend was supposed to be the annual Afropunk Festival in New York City. Obviously, because of Hurricane Irene, it ended up getting canceled because the city of New York basically yanked pretty much all the permits for all the shows or any sort of thing because they were afraid everything was going to go to shit. And yeah, the weather went to crap, and power got knocked out and stuff like that, but, it is strange. If you've been following the news, you'll notice that it wasn't so much in Vermont and places like that, that where it's flooding, and that really got it. It wasn't, like, the wind so much, it was the rain, which has really just pretty much jacked most of the Northeast. And there, you know, the flooding has, I'm recording this at about 5 till 1, Central Standard Time on Wednesday, August 31st. And last I heard, there are still rivers that hadn't crested yet, several days later, which is frightening. But anyhow, I figured Afropunk seemed like a very good, just a very good way to just take those artists and plug them into a show. And I think I've got a pretty good program lined up for you. It was sort of a very last-minute thing, but these are all artists with whom I'm familiar and whom I enjoy. We're going to have some punk rock, we're going to have some rock and roll, we're going to have some hip-hop, we're going to have some funk, and it's going to be friggin' great. We're going to start it out with a man who... For the longest time, was just, you know, one of the members of Goody Mob, and really, you know, not that well known. And then he joined up with Danger Mouse, and they did Gnarls Barkley, and Crazy was like the huge fucking hit. And the second Gnarls Barkley album didn't do so well. And then all of a sudden, last summer, he records this song called "Fuck You," and it's on an album called Sir Lucius Leftfoot, and it blows the fuck up, despite the fact that it's, you know, it's called Fuck You. He re-records it, becomes Forget You, and it's not as good. But Fuck You is just, like, it's one of the best I Got Dumped songs ever. And, so since then, you know, he's been, doing that. Well, last year he released, a mixtape, called Stray Bullets, and it's got a lot of tracks on there. He joins up with a bunch of folks, but I think it's on this track, which samples Magic Man by Heart, that I think it really does best. It's the first track on the mixtape, and it is by Mr. CeeLo Green, and it is called Goldschlager.
We'll be right back. left foot. Sort of like a thong in an ass crack, come on.
I tip on alligators and little rattlesnakers, but I'm another flavor, something like a Terminator. Ain't no equivocating, I fight for what I believe. Why you talking about it? Just talking about it. Some calling me a sinner, some calling me a winner. I'm calling you to dinner, and you know exactly what I mean. Yeah, I'm talking about you. You can rock or you can leave, watch me tip without you. No, 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 whether I'm high or low. Baby, whether I'm high or low.
K was D O A. Yeah, I know what you here for now. Was I united? Hold on. Now don't you question me. I see you in your pipe dreams. Whether or not you know it's true, yo, who they think they do? That shit must hurt real bad. Picking what you would.
Sirs, enter payment. Peace to Mr. Dibs. I'm POS. I'll be the new generation of slaves here to make papes off this land corporation's rape. From that life, I'm trying to separate. I guess I'm living dreams. Rent's always fucking late. Product of an East German black who kissed the neck of a pretty woman named Grace. But he left my life just a little too soon. Didn't see me catch the Doom Free fame. It goes a little something like this. Look, mom, no protection. Now I got a baby boy by the name of Jake. I've been trying to play the cowboy to rustle in the dough, and I think I'm getting better every passing day. I'm not an early bird, plus my feathers are black, so by the time I catch an apple, usually it's rind. It's a must to decipher one's girl from the round sweet apples that are rotten on the inside. I cherish my free time, but I maximize, so my soul needs to unwind. I want to see the stars, be the moon to my sun, but I'm always on the run. Fake to all these hard case kids, I'll raise a black fist, but don't say nigga in the things I write. And I don't say faggot, cause I don't think it's right. I know my boy struggled with that for over half his life. I guess we got our own lives to live. I'm stretched too thin, trying to build a kingdom to rule. And I think to the past sometimes, and dag, man, it's bad. See, I've kinda acted like a fool. But I've apologized to the lives that I've touched wrong. Pride to the back, move ahead strong. But I can safely say, I've never played a woman without karma catching up later on. I try to walk the right side of the tracks, but I popped a couple trains, mom would cry if she knew the haps. But I can stand who I am and face my day straight, knowing not if it could change what I be saying. No one will ever be like me. No one will ever be like me. I know I'm not a bad guy when I try to do what's right. Everyone who comes to me don't understand or see my plight. Everything I've ever done and all the plans I've had in sight. Always missed or gone wrong in a way, so I gave up and said, alright. So now I do what I can, I'm alright. Stand up like mama raised me, you know. I was dealt from the bottom and pulled a flush. I've been living with my chips all in. I'm still in. See, no one will ever be like me. No one will ever be like me. Peace to the bouncing souls. Peace to De La Soul. Peace to Cecil Otto. Peace to Mike McClellan and James the Buck Lynch. What up, Sims? Turbo Nemesis is a genius. I be the new generation of slaves here to make papes off this land corporation's rape. From that life, I'm trying to separate. I'm always living dreams. My rent's always fucking late. And looking back, it seems I've always been a step behind. Then lost track and feeling no one shared a frame of mind. Listen to records in my room to escape. Found some things I could relate with. I wore out the tape. He said, when I lose, every time I win, cause no one will ever be messing up stuff and doing things wrong quite like me. Cause no one will ever be like me. 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 Hi. That's my favorite part, the noisy part. It's a Wookiee noise. It's the Wookiee. It goes.
A live version of POS's De La Soul's, originally on the album Audition. This is from the it's from his Day Trotter session. The chorus, the "No one will ever be like me," is from the Bouncing Souls' Argyle, hence the title De La Soul's. I actually got to see POS do Argyle live with the Bouncing Souls at South by Southwest in 2009, and middle of the afternoon, back porch, the back patio at Red 7, they played with Dillinger 4. I was drinking beer and whiskey and Cokes, and I have never enjoyed an afternoon so much in my entire life. It is by far just one of the best double bills, just afternoon shows ever. Both bands just packed their sets with great songs and, you know, special guests, and I was in, it was fantastic. Before that, that was, Creator, by, Santi Gold, formerly, when she recorded that album, was Santo Gold, had to change her name for various reasons. But good track. Yeah, I mean, that whole album, it did sound an awful lot like M.I.A. And then M.I.A. released an album that sounded a lot like M.I.A., and we've since moved on. Before that, from the album I consider to be one of the best ones of 2010, The Arc Android, it was Kansas City's own Janelle Monáe featuring Big Boy doing Tightrope. Which, if you haven't heard, it's being used in, like, various commercials. I think it's being used in either a Target or a JCPenney commercial right now. Every time I go to the movies, they play it. And I like the song, but watching white kids dance to that song, it's just fucking embarrassing. And we started everything out with CeeLo Green doing Goldschlager from the Straight Bullets mixtape. A couple of our artists who are supposed to play this year's festival and a couple artists who have played years past. This next set, it's rock, it's funk, it's punk, it's ska, and we're starting it off with a band I saw earlier this year. This is the song that was featured on the soundtrack to the film Say Anything. This is Fishbone and Skankin' to the Beat.
can't hear. I can't hear. No.
She's bad news and I've got nothing to lose, so I've got a chance if she'll fall for my ruse. Come to mind and maybe I'm a brew. And if she acts one, maybe she'll act two. And what I'll do is try to see some dude. Then she'll look at me, think I'm cool. Then she'll do me, man, in a room. I'm a junkie.
Hello, can a punk get?
Head, little honey. Keep
listen on my tracks, the baby doll. Well, I'm playing with your mind. You know, I never really loved you, honey. It isn't playing with your mind. You didn't want to be a stereotypical girl. I'm such a stereotypical boy. You want me to be a part of your world. They've never been a much better toy. Do you want my ride? 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 Mommy and your daddy gotta hate me. I know my voice still chills your bones. But when you hear through the microphone, I know you say that you don't wanna see me. The girls love me and the boys wanna be me. You didn't wanna be a stereotypical. Well, I'm such a stereotypical boy. You want me to be a part of your world. But they never could get a much better toy. Too far on my ride. Too far on my ride. Too far on my ride. Too far on my ride.
I really think, like, the most upsetting thing about Afropunk getting canceled this year was, at least for me, the first band, not the first act, but, like, the first band that was supposed to play on the first day of the festival was a group of brothers from St. Joseph, Missouri, who play in a band called Radkey. I saw them open for Fishbone earlier this year, and they blew my damn mind. Just, like, the oldest kid is 18, the brother who plays drums is 14 and looks like he's 12, and they played, like, this great, like, classic rock, like, with a punk feel. It's kind of like Death, and I don't want to say that because they're three black kids, but, I mean, it definitely reminds me a lot of that whole, like, MC5, which is, like, sort of a rock, proto-punk, like, Stooges thing. Ugh. Great. That song is called Mind Ride, and it's from their it's from a promo CD they put out. They put out a couple other things, all pretty much free CDs. I'm hoping that eventually they'll collect them all onto one CD and release it proper. It's a damn shame that they don't get the love that they deserve. They're starting to get notice, obviously, getting to play a festival like Afropunk, but man, oh. If you get the chance, just go check them out. You can find, you just do a search for Radkey, R-A-D-K-E-Y, on Facebook, and then you can go to their Reverb Nation page and listen to some more songs, and you'll be happy you did. Before that, Bad Brains with How Low Can a Punk Get from Black Dots. You know, goddamn shame. I was supposed to see HR, I think it was last month? Yeah, end of last month. And he ended up canceling, as did the opening act, which was the band that I played right before them, Cerebral Ballsy. They have a new self-titled album out. We've played stuff from previous EPs of theirs. That is a track called Junkie for Her. It's got a great video. Search it out. It's bloody and violent and screwed up, and it looks like it's going to be sexy, and it is not. I reviewed it earlier this week. It's on William Street Records, which is the label ran by Adult Swim, which is strange, but I guess it kind of makes sense. It's a great record. It's over in like 20 minutes, a little bit longer if you count the two free tracks you get when you use your download card that comes with it. Anyhow. And Fishbone started that whole set off with Skank Into the Beat, originally on the Say Anything soundtrack, and I think you can find that on that the Fishbone Best of 2-disc set, Nutosaurus Meg Fossil Fuel in the Funke or something like that. But yeah, Fishbone, always a great live show. Go see them if you get the chance. One last set, a shorter set than usual, because I want to be able to focus on the bands with whom I'm familiar, rather than trying to just drop in tracks from bands that I was able to find like on the Hype Machine or something. This next track, huge hit on YouTube, the blogosphere, and especially if you listen to college radio. It's from a mixtape called Hey Dude. It's by a group called Das Racist, and it has one of the best titles ever: Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Smell that pescado smell. I got a lot of smells. I rolled a lot of L's.
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
Okay,
I got that pizza.
Nah.
I got that pizza butt.
No.
I'm at the Pizza Hut.
Nah.
And at the Taco Bell.
Yeah?
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
Okay,
I'm at that Taco Bell. The combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
The combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
The combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
The Pizza Hut.
Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
One, two, three, four. I'm at the Pizza Hut.
What?
I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. What? I'm at the Pizza Hut. What? I'm at the Taco Bell. What? I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Where you at?
I'm at that Pizza Hut.
No.
I'm at that Taco Bell.
Really?
I'm at that combination.
No. Pizza Hut.
No, you ain't.
I'm at the Taco Bell.
I'm over here.
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. Where you at?
I don't see you. I'm at the Pizza Hut. I'm at the Taco Bell.
Really?
I don't see you. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell.
Dog, I'm right here at the Pizza Hut.
Jamaica Avenue.
The combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell on Jamaica Avenue.
Jamaica Avenue.
That's where I'm at. Where you at?
Jamaica.
No, that's where I'm at. Where you at?
I don't see you here, dog.
I'm at the Pizza Hut. I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. I'm at the Pizza Hut. I'm at the Taco Bell. I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. One more time. I'm at the Pizza Hut.
One more time.
I'm at the Taco Bell. One more time.
I'm at the combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. What?
gold in a page, with a little bit of gold in a page, with gold in a page, with a little bit of gold in a page. Page, gold page,
cool kids.
With a little bit of gold in a page,
cool kids.
With a little bit of gold in a page,
yep.
With a little bit of gold page, with a little bit of gold in a page.
Pedal down the foothills, yeah. Willies on the front wheel,
real chuck.
Not for play home, bro. I made those and those. I skate those and these. I take those and wear them like I made those. Even if I don't, cuz though, I'll take those like that. Put them in my knapsack, snap. The top latch, four finger ring on my belt buckle strap. Got a hold of my jeans, cause they falling off my ass. Then you gotta check these Nikes at the bottom of my pants. Then you gotta check my hip, cause my beeper's on blast. Just got it activated, he ain't even gotta ask. So if my phone's off, you can page my ass.
Right.
So I guess what it is I'm who I'm is, right. And I'm well aware. Gold ropes, what I wear, and they big and they hang and they swing here to there, and I'm here.
With a little bit. With a gold in a page, with a little bit of gold in a page, with a little bit of gold page, with a little bit of gold in a page, with a little bit of gold page, with a little bit of gold in a page, with a little bit of gold page, with a little bit of gold in a page, with a little bit of gold page, with a little bit of gold.
Who be I? Mikey Rocks, I'm a graduate of Cooley High.
Yeah.
The last day of school, threw my hat in the air with a new pair of shoes with the gum sew. Posed for the class picture, and I flick like a glass fixture when the tip of your finger hits the switch. So, with a little bit of gold, Motorola page, a fresh haircut, clean shave with the razor. It's a sickness with God is my witness. Been blessed with this gift since the day before Christmas. I'm trying, I am nice with the science on how to stay king of this jungle just like lions. I gotta stay humble and move just like a bumblebee. Can't let you in greats trouble me.
No,
so please, no steeds biting. I'm just a teenager.
With a little bit of gold in a page. With a little bit of gold in a page. With a little bit of gold on page. With a little bit of gold.
Word, adjective, pronoun, adverb, run on and on and on, where my gerunds at, parenthetical, shit, motherfucker, ass tits, cunt, cock, motherfucker, shit, ass tits, motherfucker, shit, come on, fickety fuck, fickety fuck. Shit, motherfucker, ass tits, cunt, cock, motherfucker, shit, ass tits, motherfucker, shit, come on. Pickety fuck, pickety fuck, pickety fuck, pickety fuck, 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 fuck. You take some shit, put it up on the wall, check it out for a while. You take that shit up off of the wall, put it down on the floor in a glass bowl. You take some fuck, put it up on the wall where the shit used to be. You take that fuck up off of the wall, put it down on the floor with the shit in a glass bowl. What? Yo, here's another little piece of advice. Farce. You take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack. A fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack. A fuck shit stack. It's a stack of fuck shit on top of itself, nigga. I make references to weaponry, ancient or new. I wear bulletproof vests for no apparent reason other than to create a false sense of importance, of which I could never retain on my own. I like to create a buffer memory of incredulity so y'all motherfuckers could never get near to me. I'm a cartoon character. You'll never be able to be like me. Me. I like women. I like women. I like the concept of a woman. I like to take that concept and reduce it to an object. I like to take those objects and put them in my videos. Have them shake their jiggly bits so they look like hoes.
I like to take some car polish, smear it all over their asses and buff that shit out so it looks like fresh peaches and shit. I like to take some more of that car polish and smear it all over their tits and buff that shit out so it looks all sparkly like diamond necklaces and shit. Why? Cause I'm a ladies man. A ladies man. A la 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 ladies man.
I'm a materialist. I'm a materialist. I take a piece of shit car and I lower the motherfucker. Put some 18-inch rims on the motherfucker. Take some neon, put it underneath the motherfucker. So when I roll around this town, it looks like a hover. I like to take a flat panel display monitor. Put one on the steering column. One inside of the glove box. One on top of the dashboard. Two in back of the headrest. One mounted in the ceiling. Two still in the motherfucking packaging on the back seat, so when my motherfucking friends go and sit on the shit and break it, I can honestly say, I just don't give a fuck. You take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack. A fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack. A fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack. A fuck shit stack. Take some fuck, then some shit, then some fuck, then some shit. You got a fuck shit stack. A fuck shit stack. It's a stack of fuck shit on top of itself, nigga. Yo, where my girls at? Where my girls? Where my grills at? Where my grills at? Where my girls at? Where my girls at? Where my grills at? Where my grills at?
Where is they?
Fuck shit. Fuck shit. Fuck shit. Fuck shit. Fuck shit. On top of itself, nigga. Fuck shit. Fuck shit. Fuck shit.
My
I saw Bad Rabbits play Warped Tour this year, and they were the standout act. They're probably coming through your town this fall, sometime starting in late September, early October. They're going on tour with Taking Back Sunday. It's amazing and a weird combination because they play like this Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, like late 80s, early 90s, sort of new jack swing funk. It sounds like they listen to a lot of Prince, and it's fucking badass. That's Can't Back Down from Bad Rabbits are probably like sort of one of the more exciting bands going on right now. Certainly a lot of fun. And they'll throw in little samples of songs that, you know, they knocked out Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe, like little bits of it to intro songs, and it they're fun, and you can shake your ass to it, and it's goddamn fun. Before that, Reggie Watts with Fuck Shit Stack. If you get the chance, do a search, Reggie Watts, Fuck Shit Stack, plus My Little Pony, in YouTube, and it will blow your mind. That's from his 2010 album called Why Shit So Crazy. If you're not familiar with the WNYC radio podcast, entitled Radio Lab, they did a musical podcast that featured, I can't remember who it was. A drummer. It also featured Reggie Watts, as well as the duo Buke and Gase. I love their music. I hate the fucking name. It's so stupid. I'm sorry. I shouldn't rant, but Buke and Gase is a fucking dumb name. Like, I understand, yeah, that's the name of their instruments, but you know what? You can have those. You don't have to name your band after it. It sounds like something that was named by a three-year-old. Anyhow, before that, the Cool Kids, they just dropped their new album called Fish on a Bicycle, I believe, or something to that effect. The follow-up to the Bake Sale EP that came out late 2008, early 2009, from which that song came. It's called Gold and a Pager. And we started that set off with Das Racist doing Combination Pizza Hut and Taco Bell. And that is the Afropunk show. I enjoyed it. Those are all music that I like. They don't really have a reason to play together, and it was kind of nice to have something that allowed me to group it all together. I may try to do more themed type shows like this. I might feature some bands that are playing like CMJ as we go into October and things like that. I hope you enjoyed it. I enjoy like these last minute, like, fuck it, let's do it. It's kind of a, let's put on a show, Andy Hardy sort of thing, I guess. Anyhow, you can find this podcast each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where I blog about books and records. Of particular interest to people who like this show might be the book that I reviewed on Tuesday. It is entitled White Riot. It is a study of punk rock and the politics of race. And it certainly is applicable to the music we listen to on this program, as well as anybody who finds themselves a student or aficionado of punk rock. I also review records and stuff, I like doing it. What I like to call tangible ephemera in our digital age. You can also find me on Twitter at NuthousePunks, where I tweet about random weird crap, including working in a bakery, working in a comic shop, and my children and wife. So, that is it for this week. Remember, if you like the podcast, tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me shit. And until next week, thank you for listening.